Hey, it's Lauren. This is an excerpt from the full-length episode. To listen to the entire episode, head to the show notes and follow the link. This episode has been brought to you by me and my business, Lauren Grace
Inspirations. I think one of the things that spiritual people struggle with, and this is what I see anyway, is pricing their services or pricing the things that they do. I think that, and maybe it's changing now, and I really hope so, but sometimes people have this idea that, well, maybe spiritual gifts shouldn't be priced, but it's like, yeah, but it's an exchange of energy. And we've worked very hard to develop these skills. And, you know, that's taken time and investment and taking courses and trainings. You know, like when I'm on my mower today and I'm learning about Facebook ads, you know, that's me spending time upskilling. And, you know, these are things that eventually, you know, want to be compensated for in different ways. So my question to you is, how do people kind of get over the whole pricing thing? And that's really interesting that it comes back down to the niche as well, which is like when you're really focused on your niche, you can up the price because you're creating something for that specific person. But I think there's a lot of guilt around, well, can they afford it? Or, you know, should I price it what I feel that it's worth, even though maybe they won't pay it? And just on a side note, one of the things that I always remind myself, and sometimes I have to do this, is never say no for the customer, because we never know what the customer is actually thinking, as long as we can let the customer know that there's this great investment, this is the value they're going to get from it. But I'd love to hear all your thoughts on.
So you said it is an exchange of energy. It's really just that. So you got to think, just go, how much value is the person getting that's receiving what I'm giving? So when you do an energy, there's a lot of energy healers, how much value, and you would know because you would have heard some of the stories, and if not, like, go and ask, and like, how was this valuable to you? And price it according to that. You know, have they maybe solved a massive health issue that they've had for years and years? What value is it in that? Or are they now like happier and so their relationship is better? Or, you know, they finally were able to, you know, do something that they haven't been able to do for a long time. Whatever it is, there's value. And so make sure you provide value, make sure you provide as high a value as you possibly can. And then just realize that that's what it is. You're providing a value, they're receiving a value. And so, you know, you need to be compensated for that value. And I do think it's changing. I see, you know, pricing in the spirituality industry sort of going up, and I'm happy about that because I want these people to keep doing what they're doing, keep helping these people, and they need to earn money in order to be able to do that. So I want everyone in the spiritual industry to do more of it. And they need to be compensated for it. They need to be able to live off of it. So it comes also down to you valuing yourself. How much value do you believe that you offer? And believe in yourself. And, you know, it's a beautiful quality. I think that's what the thing that we struggle with. It is beautiful to be humble. It's beautiful to not have this ego. Like, oh, I think we get confused. Like, oh, I'm worth this much. You know, it's not about ego. It's about, you know, that value exchange. So value yourself, know that you're helping people. And then also it's nice that if you really like feel bad about charging somebody that, you know, can't afford it, you can have, you know, there's means and ways of making it affordable for other people. Maybe it's a shorter session. Maybe it's a payment plan. You know, a lot of channelers that we work with, or some channelers, they really like to work on donation. And I've had actually a couple of them say, look, I actually earn more money on donation. But that's nice, you know, because some people really can't afford it, and they'll pay less, and some people will pay more, and their people will pay according to what they perceive was their value. You know, oh, wow, this was very valuable for me. I can't afford to pay $100 or $200 for it. Or it was really valuable, but I can really only afford like $20, $50, whatever it might be. So there's a lot of ways you can ask ChatGPT, like, what are the ways in which I could, you know, make this affordable? But it's really important to value, because we want to keep doing the work, and we are helping other people.
Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcasts, and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.